Welcome to Seek Reality with Roberta Grimes. Joyous conversations about what the afterlife evidence and modern science combine to tell us is true about our one reality. You have nothing to fear. You are eternal and you are perfectly loved. Knowing the truth changes everything. Now, here's Roberta.
Everyone, I'm so glad you're with us today. Welcome to Seek Reality. I'm Roberta Grimes, and this is just always the best part of my week when we get to visit. I don't think I tell you often enough how important you have become to me. This is a real friendship. You want to know more and really understand the greater reality that I've spent my life studying, and that actually includes a great deal more than just this material universe. Or maybe you also want to concentrate on learning how you can make the very most of this lifetime now that we know why we're really here. But either way, you ask me for help, and I am honored. I'm thrilled to be asked. So I do more research. I try to understand the greater reality even more deeply, not for my sake anymore. I know what's true, but mainly for your sake. If it were not for you, I wouldn't be working nearly so hard at this point in my life. I'm way past retirement age. But the way you keep me curious and seeking is your wonderful gift to me. And now I'm just coming to realize you're leading me into a new phase of this amazing growth that you and I share. For most of my life, I was a devout Christian. Oh my goodness, I read the Bible repeatedly. I majored in early Christian history in college. I was a Catholic lector for decades. I loved Christianity with everything in me, and I still do, frankly. But then 10 years ago this April, I gave the rest of my life to God. And the first thing God did was to lead me down what was at first a devastating path for me, toward leaving Christianity altogether. I was very cautious at first about talking about any of this with you, but soon I was hearing from so many people who wanted to know the genuine Jesus. I did too. By now, nearly all the questions I get are about the gospel teachings and spiritual growth. My December 8th blog post, this was really a shock to me, was on a non-spiritual topic. We got 3 comments, all from the same person. Then I turned on the 15th to talking about the crucial role that extinguishing our ego plays in our achieving rapid spiritual growth. That blog post got 54 comments and counting. Amazing. So I'm coming to see that you are telling me now that you want me just to help you to better grow spiritually. And this is a big shift in our relationship, the one that you and I have together, but we still have Seek Reality, and we'll still use Seek Reality to explore the facts about death and the afterlife. However, my personal writing and teaching will from now on include little of that core information, but that's going to be perfectly fine, because our guest today will be taking over most of the very best afterlife teaching. I recommend you listen to her without reservation. With us today for the 6th time is the extraordinary Sandra Champlain. I tell you, frankly, if Sandra didn't exist, we would have to invent her. Sandra Champlain's personal fear of dying, that's where she started, led her a couple of decades ago to do something which is brave and amazing. She took what is an appalling risk for someone who doesn't believe in life after death. She spent decades trying to figure it out. I think it's probably going on 20 years now that she's been doing this. After the death of her father, she created How to Survive Grief, which is a free audio that has helped thousands of people worldwide. And when she had satisfied herself that we do wonderfully survive our deaths and the afterlife is glorious, she wrote the great international bestseller, We Don't Die, A Skeptic's Discovery of Life After Death. Sandra Champlain continues her very adventurous, wow, are they adventurous, afterlife explorations, and she shares them with you on her podcast, We Don't Die Radio, which is now heard and loved by many thousands of people worldwide. Sandra, welcome. I'm thrilled that you're here.
Oh, Roberta, thank you for that introduction. You just filled my heart with love. And hello to your listeners for being here. There's no place I'd rather be. Thank you.
Oh, bless your heart, dear. One of the things I should just say that the beings who are really in control of this work at the very highest levels of reality, one of the things they've been telling Craig and me that it's time for us to bring along the next generation doing this work. I mean, obviously, it's a bummer when the people who are really the big bosses tell you that you're going to be watching the truth unfold on Earth from the bleacher seats, but we're fine with that. And what we have found is it's not that easy to find people who are as dedicated to helping you understand the truth, as he and I always have been. And Sandra, frankly, is, I think, the head of that next generation of people who will teach you and that you can trust. I wouldn't be saying this to you now if I were not certain that she is going to stay true to you and to us and to God no matter what. So let's learn a little more about Sandra. We've talked about her past when she was here before, so I want to focus on something in particular. Sandra, you began your afterlife research when you were a skeptic, which to me is very brave, because if there really is nothing after death, then you made the rest of your life into a bummer. But you did find out that there is indeed life after death, and it's glorious. And that's where many of our listeners now are now. They're skeptical, but they're hopeful. Can you tell them what was the first thing that you discovered that made you sure the afterlife is real? Do you remember that?
Oh, I do. And it's interesting, because as a skeptic, I didn't believe anybody who would talk any spiritual things or mediumistic things or psychic things. And I had seen a medium do a stage demonstration that I had just gone for fun. And my ego was convinced that it was a scam of some sort. It'd be cold readings. And this woman demonstrated with such clarity and such inspiration and messages that were so specific that it kind of made me a little bit open to the possibility that maybe something like this would be real. So I had very secretly taken a course with this woman, and just because she actually made this promise that if you're someone who takes the course, you're someone who can effectively tell the deceased people around others. And I'm thinking, gosh, I can't believe that. However, however, my fear of dying overrode my skepticism, because I thought that one possible chance that she would have, like I could experience something that would help get rid of my fears, I had to go for it. And so I remember exactly how it happened. She told the group, it was just a small group of us, that how mediumship readings happen, that our loved ones in the unseen world are very real. We retain our personalities. So she said, in a few minutes, we'll be doing medium readings. But she says, I'm going to just have you practice what it would be like. I'd like you to use your power of your imagination, and everyone take a partner. And she says, I want you to just create a safe bubble of light, bubble of love around you. Just pretend that you have this around you. Introduce yourself just mentally to whoever the loved ones are that are deceased with your partner. And she says, well, just close your eyes. And she says, I want you to invent that there's a person standing behind your partner, and give any detail that you want, what they look like, maybe what their name is, what they died of. But she says, just use your imagination and create. She says, you know, and Roberta, she gave all of us the permission to just go for it, because I knew I wasn't doing a medium reading. I was just inventing someone. So I can, you know, I'm a very creative person. So I had my eyes closed, and I'm sitting across from a woman I had never met before. And in my mind, I see a blonde man with blue eyes. And I start telling this lady my story. I said, well, I feel like there's a grandfather standing behind you. He's got blonde hair, blue eyes. I see a big gap between his front teeth, really windburned skin. I see a fishing boat, so he was a fisherman. I'm hearing in my mind Denmark. His name was Jan. He died of lung cancer. And I'm just rattling off everything that I'm creating in my imagination. And I said, the final thing I said is, your grandfather never told your mom that he loved her. He was a tough father and passed too soon, and wants you to give your mom the message that he's proud of her and he loves her. So just like that, I opened my eyes like I'm going to say, okay, it's your turn. And the woman, there are just streams of tears running down her face. Her grandfather's name was Jan. He was a fisherman in Denmark, died of lung cancer. Everything fit the description, and the message couldn't have been more perfect. So that didn't make me a medium, because I went on to be very wrong trying to do this other times.
It
was the very first thing that had me say, there's more to life than meets the eye, and there's more to me than I know.
Isn't that a wonderful story? You're being told to use your imagination is interesting. What we're finding is that our imagination is really a link to get beyond, you know, what we know is true in our little narrow earth minds, and into allow us to access that greater information. So you did, of course you didn't make it up because it turned out to be true, but one of the people who often is our guest here, it was Peter Wright. He's a hypnotherapist, a certified hypnotherapist. He tells people, use your imagination to try to see who this, you know, what the lifetime was in which you started having a problem or whatever. And I've said to him, you can't say that. That'd be good. You know, they're going to make it up. He said, no, when you call on your imagination to answer a question, it will, in fact, access information that you do not know consciously, and it will, in fact, work. And you just gave us another wonderful validation of what Peter has been patiently telling us. That's terrific.
And not just that, Roberta, is our imagination is essential for creating our future. Because you think of athletes and people that really use visual imagery and create it in their minds ahead of time, what kind of great results they produce.
Of course.
So I think to have the best soul power we can have here on Earth, imagination is helpful.
And what's exciting about our working together on doing this teaching, and we're not partners. Instead, we are going to interface much more in the work that we do together. What Sandra can do is to help you get to the threshold of understanding that you are indeed, in fact, eternal. Your mind is eternal. It cannot die. It's part of the infinitely powerful force which brings forth this universe instant by instant. It never began, it never will end, and neither will you. So much we have to teach you, which is basic to your understanding what really is going on. And we get no help from science, as you know, no help from religions at all. So she's going to concentrate on teaching you to ground yourself in your eternal reality, in the fact that you are infinitely loved and eternal. Once she has you there, then I will pick up. She'll be teaching more people, sort of she'll intake everybody. And I'll teach you everything you need to know to make this your last lifetime. You can start doing it even if you're relatively late in life. The only prerequisite is that you have finished your earth lessons. But most of us have, who've been at least half aware, by the time we're in our 50s or 60s, and then you can turn your mind toward becoming in just one lifetime the perfect eternal being you always have been. And that's how we intend to work together. We're going to figure it out as we go along, but I love Sandra. And I have to tell you something. Sandra Champlain is actually every bit, I mean, more so. She's more enjoyable in person, more of a light, even than she is when she's on radio. I think it's really
fun. You're so sweet. We have fun together.
We do. We just had another lunch together, and it was just one big giggle. And one big moment of affirmation of what the work is that we're really doing. I love that she never loses sight of that. So, all right, so what surprised you most? Was that the thing that most surprised you as you did your research, that eureka moment? That you're a medium too if you want to be.
No, two of my, on my top surprises list, I would say the runner-up would be the electronic voice phenomena.
Oh, yes.
Recording voices. Well, recording, in my case, it was a sound of raindrops coming down. And it was at a time where I wanted to believe that the afterlife was real. I had gotten through the mediumship course, so I knew it was, but I couldn't at that point share it with anybody because I can't rely on what comes out of my imagination to be concrete evidence. And so I took a course on this electronic voice phenomena. And over a course of the weekend, we were practicing recording white noise, sounds of fans, sounds of whatever. And on this particular evening, Roberta, I wanted it to be so real, but I pressed the forward button and all I had was raindrops outside. It was raining. And I said, okay, if anybody's here and if anybody's listening, I said, I need you to talk real loud. If I'm supposed to help people believe in the afterlife, I need you to talk real loud so I can hear you. So I said, I'm going to let this record for a minute and then I'll say goodnight. So I play the recording back. And mind you, I had tried several recordings with nothing. And all of a sudden, just before the recording ended, it says in a man's voice, good night, Sandra.
Oh my Lord, really?
And then two women say, good night, good night. And then another, good night. And wow. But I even have a story that even tops that one. I mean, it's
my goodness.
The story that hits number one is something that's called physical mediumship, that everything in my core argues with that this can't possibly be real.
Right.
And so let me just set the stage for your listeners. It happens in the dark. So the mind says, well, if it happens in the dark, this is my skeptic.
Yeah.
Somebody's manipulating. Group of people sit together in a circle. There's a medium called a physical medium who's actually tied down to a chair to prove that he's not the one manipulating. There's a substance called ectoplasm, which sounds very Ghostbuster-like, which is a vapor that comes out of the physical medium. Our loved ones can step into it and become real again. And so I had heard about that, and I thought, nah, no. And then as things kept happening, suddenly I got an opportunity to sit in a physical medium circle in the UK at a great place called Banyan Retreat. And the price was really inexpensive. And I thought, okay, now wait a minute. If this was going to be a scam, certainly it would be a lot of money. And it was a 5-day retreat all about afterlife and mediumship practice and learning about physical mediumship. And one of the thing that happened, this thing, actually gave me Christmas magic back. Because as a young person, my parents got divorced. I didn't grow up enjoying the holidays after that. And anyways, so this was just prior to Christmas 3 years ago. And I'm sitting with this group of people. We start singing Christmas carols to raise the energy. Now, mind you, this medium's tied down to a chair. It's dark. And there's a voice that comes booming from the room, which is one of his spirit helpers, and talks about the, it's like trance medium speaking, I would say.
Yes.
Of the reality of the afterlife, death being an illusion. There's words of philosophy. Then another voice said, the children have arrived. Now, if in the circle around, inside where we were sitting on the outside of the circle, there was a small artificial Christmas tree decorated, and everyone was asked to bring toys for children. So all these toys were around this Christmas tree, and the toys were all wrapped. And when this voice said that the children had arrived, all of a sudden you hear pitter-patter of feet, and all at once, all the presents, you could hear them being torn open, being played with. There were things that had on the dark tape on them, so you could actually see things moving around. You could feel balls being thrown by your feet. You could hear a harmonica being blown, toy piano being played, a drum being drummed, all at the same time, like a Christmas day, you would imagine a bunch of kids. And shortly thereafter, this voice requested we turn on a little red light, and you could see the toys all over the room, that everything had been played with. And there is no way, no way that there were any children there. Everyone in that circle I knew, because we had been together for a few days. And I thought, there is something to this.
Yes.
And then later on, there's a way that our loved ones can somehow put their face through this ectoplasmic substance and have vocal cords again and be able to talk to loved ones. So there was a lot of tears of people getting reconnected. And I just want to throw in one more thing, because this is the thing that actually had me be open about physical mediumship, because I was afraid to share it, because it is something you have to experience, I think, to really get it and know its truth. But ectoplasm, this word that you think of the green slimy stuff from Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
Dan Aykroyd, who wrote and starred in Ghostbusters, comes from a family of spiritualists who actually had these physical medium seances in his grandfather's generation. So after granddad had passed away, or great granddad, Dan Aykroyd's father had found this chest filled with journals of all these seances where people reappeared through the ectoplasm. So he's very familiar with that term, and that's why it got used in Ghostbusters. So to me, that is the number one top thing. And since then, I've been to a dozen of these, and I'm never cease to be amazed at some of the things that I experience. It's awesome.
That is amazing, and it's thrilling. I think I was a very late comer to all of that. I really was not interested in it at all. My attitude was, you know, for heaven's sake, it should be easier. Haven't people said this to you? It should be much easier for the dead to communicate with us. If they're real, if this is really what's going on, it should be a whole lot easier. And it's not. It's very difficult. What do you say when people ask you about that?
Well, it's not like there's just one way to communicate. One of the things that I feel very strongly about is teaching people, and it's not really even like I have to teach them. It's taking something away. When our mind is so busy, we can't be in the present moment to experience any of these subtle things that happen. Our loved ones are around us. We can't see the wireless internet that connects us right now, or GPS signals or television waves or any of that. Very real, though. And our loved ones, I really believe, are in the hereafter. They're right here, just after their human life. And we don't, it's great to consult an evidential medium. I have very many of them that are friends of mine and have had great results there. But also, one of the things that I'm really keen on is helping people quiet down that very busy mind, get into the present moment, talk to their loved ones as if, trusting, they're sitting on the couch right next to you, and scheduling a time, if need be, that you're going to get together and ask them to step close. And if they can give you a little kiss on the cheek, start feeling how you feel and start working on your own to ask them to show up in your dreams. Yes. Ask them for pictures in your mind that maybe you wouldn't have put in there, and just keep the relationship going. And I'm working with a lot of listeners right now doing that. And so many of them in our We Don't Die listener Facebook group are responding on what signs they're getting from their loved ones. And I think from the loved one's point of view, how frustrating must it be that they wait for maybe once a year or never to consult a medium, when meanwhile they are standing right next to us, being our champions, cheering us on for our life. So if they get this opportunity to practice, because I don't think when we transition into the hereafter, we know it all. I think there's halls of learning where we have to learn. But if all of a sudden their loved one is like, oh, they can hear me, you know, they're going to work harder to have some of these signs.
Yes, we discourage our loved ones when they're trying their best, and we ignore, well, that was a coincidence. Oh, yeah, that was his old license plate number. But coincidence, all the things that they try to do for us because of the way it works. And we'll talk more, because my province is going to be more talking about how it all fits together. I'll explain to you in later Seek Reality segments why it's so hard. But it is hard. We have to accept that. And we then have to play by the rules that the greater reality imposes on us. And that, to me, when you get that, then, as Sandra says, you can open right up and start working with them without a medium or without anyone else except the two of you in the room. That's how I know we work with my spirit guide. It works much better than it ever did when we were talking through a medium. And that if mom is important to you, mom deserves to have you try to communicate in a way that she can relate to. So that's great. I'm glad you're doing that. And is it We Don't Die Radio Facebook group? Is that how they would go there?
On Facebook, just type in We Don't Die Listeners.
Okay.
We Don't Die Listeners. I thought of one more shocking thing. Can I throw that in? I had heard about this woman years ago. Her name is Sonia Rinaldi in Brazil, who I had heard was recording voices of children and playing them for the parents. So in Brazil, people who had lost a child would come to her. She would have an empty chair, one for the parent, and she would ask the parent to have a conversation with their child as if they're in the chair. And playing back the recordings, the child was able to put their voice on those recordings. So people would come from all over the world to work with her. Most of everything she has at that point was in Portuguese, because she lives in Brazil. Right. But this is a beautiful little lady just giving it away. But the last 2 years, she has been working with video camera, and she's actually recorded pictures of people in the afterlife. And there's a team of scientists working with her on the other side, but to see her demonstration and her slides, even one little boy who had died when he was a toddler showed himself in different scenes as he's growing up in heaven. And it's yes. so clear that it's the same
wow.
person.
Wow.
And, oh, and as much skepticism as somebody has, that seeing her show these pictures, it will melt even the hardest heart.
Oh, yeah. So, and what's wonderful about Sonia is that she is such a beautiful, selfless, down-to-earth person. She's a little bit of a person, but I just love her to pieces. And that's all a great lead-in to what I really want you to talk about today. One of the things that amazes me about you is that wherever the edge is, you're going to go right past the end of it and come up with something new. And you have been at some of the AREI symposia, done very well. We've discovered that probably most of the people who go to those symposia actually listen to We Don't Die Radio. So it was your fan club, basically. But you've decided you want to do something new to make it even easier for people to come to understand the truth. And you're including both of those cutting-edge ways for people to communicate. Talk about that.
Yeah, well, one of my visions really is to get to as many people on planet Earth as I can in my lifetime. And to team up with great people like Sonia have been working very hard on her own. So she's not going to be out there promoting herself. And it's very hard to promote ourselves, as we know. And I thought, why can't I take all these great people with their great stories and share it with a larger audience? So that's why I started We Don't Die Radio. And then I am a seminar junkie. I've been to so many different conferences and things. And it hit me. Like, I just had this idea. Why don't I do my own events? And not only that, why don't I have them filmed so that they can be out to all the people of the world, anybody who's interested in them, and to really create what I feel is the best evidence of the afterlife, even give a few things away, like my How to Survive Grief audio, because I know grief is the thing that grief or fear is usually what has us get into this conversation of is
yes.
there any evidence of the afterlife. So really help people through their fears and through the grief as well. And so, were you going to say something?
No, I'm just listening to what you're saying and taking a little sip of water.
Sometimes I speak too much and I don't come up for air. So I wanted to make
I just want to add that this, what she's doing is very, very exciting. I think it's the future of any kind of physically meeting to talk about the afterlife, because frankly, the big symposia are just too hard to do and too few people get to be there. And as you point out, Sandra, we need to enlighten the whole world, not even just everybody in the United States, but the entire world.
Whole world. And we can't push this on anyone. Any one of your listeners know that
yeah.
sometimes we get so excited and we share with people that really aren't interested. And they're like,
yes.
that's great for you, honey. But but there will be a time that these people, I think, will want this information. And
or will feel that they desperately need it. And
exactly.
we want to be there for them.
Yeah. So what I'm doing is in Boston, I'm going to have an event called We Don't Die Boston. In fact, WeDon'tDieBoston.com is the website. And I have this beautiful little lady, Sonia Rinaldi, flying up from Brazil to present.
Sonia to come up for
this. I do.
Love it.
And it's February 22nd through 24th, if anybody's thinking, ooh, that sounds good. This Scott Milligan, all this talk of ectoplasm and the seances and trance medium stuff, he is coming from the UK. I have a couple of the best mediums, evidential mediums that I've seen coming over from Scotland, as well as some American mediums that will be there. Dr. Sherry Pearl is going to come over and talk about EVP. I've got a man talking about signs from our loved ones and how we can get more signs from them and work with our loved ones. And I picture it as a one-stop shopping, whether it's fear that brings you there, whether it's grief, even just curiosity, that you are welcomed with my by my loving arms. I'm a fun gal.
And yes.
And no, but you'll be in a very safe place. We're feeding you. This will be inclusive of food, so nobody has to run out in the cold Boston winter to look for food. And it'll just be held at a very small hotel. But that there'll be different presenters that will take you through wherever you are, whether it's grief or fear. And every day there'll be demonstrations of mediumship. Some of these mediums are even willing to work with people one-on-one. When there's a break or something like that to help if you want to see a medium, and then give you the best evidence of the afterlife, not only these people speaking, but also myself, because over these 20 years, I think I can really break down the top 10 reasons to believe in the afterlife and yes. share them with credibility. And then like you do on Seek Reality, Roberta, is give people some tools and some resources that if we don't die, who are we? Well, we're souls having a human experience, and really give people tools and excite them for however much time we have left on Earth. You're in the right place, and really getting your money's worth out of life while we're here, really making it a life worth living and helping people use their own soul power. Because I think that even when we transition, we're souls and we can communicate by thought and all those things. Well, as human beings, we are souls, and so we have the illusion of time and distance and all that stuff, but we do have all the same powers as our loved ones do, so how can we best tap into that? So it will be, I don't want to use the term love fest because that's a little too mushy for me, but it will be someplace where you meet the best friends.
Not too mushy for me. It'll
now,
be a love fest.
Well, yes, because you leave there with some of your best friends. Everything's going to be delivered with integrity. So it's, I don't know if you know the word woo-woo. You know, there's some things I've attended that were just a little too far out there. Yeah. And this I'm committed is not that, but really some good information. And then you're left with a team of people. And then, everybody who attends, you'll get a copy of the video recording when it's over. And then I'll also be doing an event in Orlando that the website WeDon'tDieOrlando.com. and that will be the people that I couldn't get to speak at the Boston event. In addition, Sonia Rinaldi is flying back up from Brazil. Scott is coming back from the UK. My friends are coming back from Scotland, and then we will balance it out with some other speakers as well. So they'll be great. That one food will not be included because it's around an area where there's lots of food, but you can find out more information on that website as well.
This is so exciting. What you're doing really is taking what used to be a wonderful thing to do, which is these big conferences or symposia, like the ARE ones were really the best ones. But we came to understand more and more that doing that event every year was a tremendous amount of work. And it wasn't, there were only a few hundred people who ever were able to come. I think the last time it was, 700, something like that. And think of the thousands of people who'd like to be there. And so your idea is to make it less of a commitment. You don't have to marry a week with these people, but instead just a weekend and bring in the stars. And this is, I don't know if I'm saying anything I'm not supposed to say, but Sandra is on the board of AREI now. Sandra is very much a part of it and very much supported by Craig Hogan and just the people who are most involved in making this world a better place. Most of us are very much older, but what the future of AREI will be, I think. It's coming to you. It's bringing you the things you most want to see and hear and learn. And it's not doing a dog and pony show, which frankly, I don't think people have the patience for anymore. I mean, in the internet age, we want everything right away. And AREI is going to be trying more and more to bring to you what you want and need without the fluff, without the cost, without having to make a commitment. And I think it's very exciting. I mean, Boston is an exciting town anyway to visit, and it has a huge hinterland. If you are anywhere within a day's drive of Boston, why don't you try to go and become part of what is a new way for us to really learn? I mean, to be able to spend time with people like Scott and Sonia, who are right on the edge and right off the edge, kind of the future of communicating with the dead. That is thrilling. You'll learn a lot. And it's not, you know, a major commitment. It's just fun.
Oh, Roberta, I want to add that I had the opportunity to go to a weekend different than this, but it was about mediumship and it was about the afterlife. And I went in northeast UK, far, far away, where nobody knew little old Sandra Champlain.
Right.
And there was a medium demonstration every day, which I thought, ooh, when I have events, I'd like to have that. But a medium got up in front of everyone, and she said, there's a man here. He says his name is John, and his daughter's in the audience. Can anybody take that? And I raised my hand. And she says, he's showing me that he was an airline pilot. He's showing me the airplane. He flew for American Airlines.
Wow.
And my hand was the only one that stayed up. She proceeded to give me such detailed information that absolutely no one else would know. But her final words were, your father sees you planning events in America, and he wants you to remember how you moved from grief and fear and got this information and have so much love in your heart. And he is going to walk by your side as you do these events and everything else, because that is your gift to others, so that they can feel the love that you now feel.
I love it. I just love it. You were very close to your dad, weren't you?
Yes, I was. Yes,
that is quite beautiful. Most people who go to mediums and, you know, just pay them $100 or $300 or whatever is the cost, don't get that kind of evidence. I remain a skeptic about mental mediums. They're mind reading with dead people. Think about what they're doing. It's a little extreme. I'm a skeptic. I'm sorry, still, even though it's been proven to me a number of times that, yeah, they some of them are able to do it, but very few do it well. But that is a gift. What you received was such a tremendous gift from your dad just at the right time.
Just at the right time.
Many of us have in our guidance teams loved ones that we were close to on earth who might be a bit more advanced spiritually and who are trying to help us. We offer ourselves to do this work, but we are then selected to do it if we are determined to do it for spirit and not for ourselves. If you're trying, you know, if you're hoping to become famous, this is not the right situation which to be.
Right.
We're servants, we're workers, and the joy of knowing that spirit then is with us, is by our side, is frankly, to me, the whole reason why we even do this. Neither of us could do this alone. Both of us, by working with spirit, can accomplish whatever miracle spirit wants to accomplish. We're just the servants.
I have a funny story, Roberta, that just happened yesterday.
Okay, tell me.
My courses here, workshops are going to be filmed. And so the man filming it, he said, you know what, we should do a real short video promotion thing and figure out Facebook ads, and we can maybe target people in the Boston area and things. I'm like, oh, I don't know how to do that. He says, well, I don't either, but I'm sure we can find out. Yesterday also, I get this email from one of my listeners, a gentleman whose mother-in-law passed. He says, I've listened to so many of your shows. I don't know really why I'm writing, but I just feel like reaching out to you. So here's what happens is I write him back. He writes me back. And what does he do for a living? He creates Facebook ads.
Oh, my goodness. That is, are you listening, everyone? Isn't that beautiful? Because she had says basically said, here I am, God, and offered herself, she's getting to do all these amazing things that, between you and me, that happens to me not infrequently, that something I need, someone will say, you know, I just got prompted to send you an email. And I say, well, it no longer even surprises me. But that's a beautiful example of the validation that you are doing the work that Spirit wants you to do. Because Spirit is tapping people on the shoulder and telling them to let you know that they're here. Isn't that wonderful?
I love it. Great. I'm so happy and I'm so grateful. And it's not about Sandra. It's not about Roberta.
It's not about
Craig Hogan. It's about the message. It's about being of service. Because when we can, and this is a good message for everyone, one divine person said, service is the coin of spirit. When we can make our lives about other people, even the smallest things, our life works out. So find opportunities to give, find opportunities to share yourself, find opportunities to give a compliment. And I tell you what, I know, yes, I created this show. You've done books and your show, Roberta. But sometimes it just takes someone who has experienced grief, maybe a mother who's had a child go into the spirit world, to meet another mother who's just experiencing the same thing, and for her to be able to share her experience and be able to give that person hope. I mean, right there, that is service. And it doesn't have to be anything big, but that could change or give life to that other woman.
And I would just build on that, which is a beautiful point. Every one of us is in a place where we can do good. But I want you to understand something very important. The only happiness you ever will experience will be in service. There's no other happiness. I've been there. So has Sandra. She's actually had a very interesting life, which we'll have her talk about one time or two on Seek Reality. But none of that has made us happy the way just giving ourselves to this service has made us happy. And when you are finally raising your spiritual vibration and you know it and you feel it and you are feeling genuinely close to and a part of the real God, when you can get there, and this has nothing to do with religion, it has nothing to do with science, it has to do with truth. When you get there, you'll be happy like you've never been happy in your life before. Don't let Christianity and the other religions turn you off on being spiritual, because that is the only happiness there is, and this is how we begin it.
And the best friends I've gotten out of it, the best friends that we can have real conversations about what matters and have fun and share love, and I can get to be 100% myself, which I feel like I can't do that all the time in my life to really share who I am and what I'm up to. And so it's just a win-win-win-win-win-win situation.
It is wonderful. And the difference between Sandra and me is that she's 20 years younger than I am, at least. You're more than 20 years younger, I think. And so she still has to care what people think a little bit about her. When I was that age, I did too. What's wonderful about being on the sunny side of 70 is that you don't care anymore. You really don't care. I mean, I'm assuming some people will be turned off by the fact that I'm so upfront about this, but I've got nothing to lose now. I mean, I'm retirement age, past retirement age. So Sandra is going to be more circumspect, but I'm just going to tell you right out that she is the future of this movement, and she is a beautiful, beautiful future of this movement, which frankly, between you and me, is being led at the very highest levels of reality and being led by Jesus. So, you know, jump on board, have fun with us, because she's right, actually. The only people that I can talk with, frankly, about this anymore are people who get it, and you will get it, and it's going to be beautiful for you. So, Sandra, tell us again how people can find out about your these little weekends you're having. And, you know, there'll be more, right, after you've done these?
Yes, most definitely. This is going to be fun for life. And I'd like to give even some gifts to your listeners now too, because
Yay!
Obviously in one episode, I can't give you 20 years of my experience. But first of all, the home base for my podcast is WeDon'tDieRadio.com. And I now have over 280 episodes, rapidly approaching 300, of great conversations about why we can believe in the afterlife and how to have a good life. My events coming up, WeDon'tDieBoston.com. That's one website for February 22nd through 24th. WeDon'tDieOrlando.com, March 29th through 31st. And depending on when you listen to this, I'm just working on opening that website. So right now you may get put in your email address to find out more, and it'll just be a couple of days before that is wide open. But as gifts on WeDon'tDieRadio.com, it says something, join my insiders club, and I don't send you spam, I promise, but I do give you what's called How to Survive Grief, and it's that 70-minute audio that really helps understand the grieving process, what's happening with our neurotransmitters in our brain, why grief has to hurt so bad, and some tools to really lessen the pain and help you move through it. It says read a few chapters of my book, We Don't Die, Here's Our Secret. It's the whole book once you click on it, because I don't want money to stop anybody from getting this information.
Yeah, and we then feel that way. Yeah.
Yes. And then I also I have something called 19 Reasons to Believe in the Afterlife, which now I have them summed up into about 10. But it's all the different things that really were these aha moments with me and some of the top people out there, some of the things that people are doing. And I've interviewed them on my show, so there's live links to them as well. So you can find out about spirit artists, induced after-death communication, deathbed visitations, all kinds of things. So the home base for everything is WeDon'tDieRadio.com to find out more on all of the above. And yes.
So let's talk again specifically about how they get something free, because you perked my ears right up when you said
free.
Okay. All right.
It's my mailing list. It's my mailing list. If you go to WeDon'tDieRadio.com, there's a little pop-up screen that says Join Sandra's Insiders Club. It's also at the bottom of many of the pages on that website. And just put in your name and your email address. And that's it. And then once you press the send button, up pops all that stuff. Good stuff.
Sandra's book is an interesting way to begin to understand what's going on, because it's really her earlier voyage in going from being a skeptic to coming to understand the truth. And I found it very enjoyable. We came at this from very different directions, because what I did, I already knew that there had to be something behind the curtain because of my two experiences of light in childhood. So what I did was just read, up to about 1950, we have had hundreds of good communications from the dead. I read those. They were all consistent. These people had all been to the same place. It was like reading, as I say in The Fun of Dying, 100 or 150 years of communications from people who all went to Fiji. I don't know anything about Fiji, but they all were in the same place, even though I saw no copying. They were all different. And therefore, I knew from then on that this is real. Well, Sandra went and decided she was going to learn everything hands-on, which is an opposite way from what I did. She came to the same place. We complete each other's sentences. The truth is the truth. This is all very exciting, and I wish we could sort of talk forever, but we will be doing this again more and more often. I'm going to make Sandra part of our inside team that we hear from several times a year, because this is an area where so much is going to be going on now. We really need to spend a lot more of our time catching up on the cutting edge stuff. So, Sandra, big hug. I'm so glad you're here. I hope that you're having a wonderful Christmas, and we will we'll be talking again very soon.
Big hugs to you, and thank you to your listener too for being here.
This has been Seek Reality with Roberta Grimes. I'm so glad you could be with us today. Never forget that you are a powerful, eternal being. You never began, you never will end. And when you really understand what that means, it will change everything in your life for the better. Today, we've been enjoying our sixth visit with our wonderful friend, Sandra Champlain. Actually, as I said, she's even more delightful in person than she is on the radio. She's committed her life to this work, and there's no one better to be leading it coming up right now. See, I hear from people actually all the time, I should say, who are listeners to Sandra's podcasts. And I think she hears from people who also are listeners to Seek Reality. We seem to make good companions, and that will be perhaps more obvious in the future, because she'll be teaching you a different set of things, coming on here to tell us what's going on, but teaching us a different set of things as she and I work in complementary fields. Speaking of which, next week our guest will be your host. We're going to talk about the Jesus of the Gospels, the genuine Jesus that Christianity as a religion still walks by, still ignores. The Jesus that we can now demonstrate really did come to earth 2,000 years ago, directly from the genuine God. We are pre-recording today a message that you're going to hear on Christmas Day, and I was persuaded that now might not be the right time for us to talk about the fact that the religion that claims Jesus has for 2,000 years ignored Jesus, and it's time for us now to listen to him if we're ever to have a hope of saving the world. Not a great time to burst that died for our sins bubble, so I won't say any of that now. Today I want just to assure you, after I've spent a lifetime studying the Lord, that Jesus did in fact come to us 2,000 years ago as a genuine, eternal God on earth. He was born of a virgin, he died on a cross, and 3 days later he rose from the dead. There's no question anymore. That's all true. The Christmas and the Easter stories are real. So just for today, let's celebrate the babe in his manger. Next week, we'll begin the new year by talking about what Jesus actually came to earth to do and why now is his chosen time to do it. Next week, we're going to begin to live in a very different and much better future. But for now, Sandra Champlain, my beloved friend, and I together wish you a very merry Christmas day. As you know, I have plenty of nonfiction books. You can find them on Amazon and elsewhere, and you can order them through many bookstores as well. The adult books are all available as audiobooks. And if you ever want to talk about any of my books, or if you really want to talk about anything at all, simply contact me through my website, which is robertagrimes.com. I do answer every email. Just make sure you give me your right email address, because otherwise I'll write a long email and hit send and nothing will happen. You can find past episodes of Seek Reality in many places. If you're wondering where you can hear it right now, then just click on the radio tab on robertagrimes.com. My role in your life is to ease your path, and that is Sandra Champlain's role as well. She will help you arrive at the sweet certainty that you are a powerful, indestructible, eternal, and perfectly loved being, and then I'll work to help you grow spiritually into the infinitely powerful, divine being that you are eternally. When you are free from fear and living in perfection, you are going to be the happiest that you ever can be. Meanwhile, this has been Seek Reality with Roberta Grimes and Sandra Champlain. Please enjoy and make the most of this coming week in our one reality, knowing that you, in particular, are a powerful, eternal being, and you, above all people, are infinitely loved.
You've been listening to Seek Reality with Roberta Grimes. Roberta blogs and answers questions at robertagrimes.com. Join us every week as we explore what the afterlife evidence and modern science combine to tell us is true about the one reality we all share. Knowing the truth changes everything.